This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hurricane Barry has made landfall in Louisiana and weakened to a tropical storm after a slightly westward shift that looks like it could spare New Orleans the brunt of the damage. Barry came ashore near Intercoastal City, packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. It was moving at about 9 kilometers per hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry has collected a big slug of moisture and residents should remain vigilant.
There's not a whole lot of rain on the north side. It's a very lopsided system. Most of it's to the south and also to the east. So the message here is just because you're not seeing rain yet, but you might be seeing the winds, hurricane force winds, doesn't mean that it's over yet.
Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Barry rolls in from the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in place, with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city. Authorities in Somalia now say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldum reports Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somalia's president described the attack as wicked and cowardly by terrorists against the Somali people. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in action Saturday, the 11th U.S. military member killed this year in Afghanistan. The Resolute Support mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until the next of kin were informed. The fatality reportedly has brought to 2,430 the number of U.S. service members killed since the Afghan war started in October of 2001. The Taliban insurgency said in a brief statement its fighters had planted a roadside bomb in Syedabad, in the eastern Afghan province of Vardak. It went on to claim that the powerful blast struck an American armored personnel carrier, killing two troops and injuring three others. However, the insurgent group's claims are often inflated. Clashes broke out between police and protesters at the end of a several-thousand-strong march in Hong Kong Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over each other. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the violence followed a mostly peaceful protest.
The terrorists' latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian Proton M rocket successfully delivered a cutting-edge space telescope into orbit Saturday after days of launch delays. Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said the telescope, named Spectre-RG, was delivered into a parking orbit before a final burn Saturday kicked the spacecraft out of Earth's orbit and on to its final destination, the L2 Lagrange point. Located 1.5 million kilometers from Earth, L2 is particularly ideal for telescopes such as Spectre-RG. If all goes well, the telescope will arrive at its designated position in 3 months, becoming the first Russian spacecraft to operate beyond Earth's orbit since the Soviet era. At the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Romania's Simona Halep defeated 7-time winner American Serena Williams in straight sets to take the ladies' title 6-2, 6-2. Sunday's men's final has Roger Federer taking on Novak Djokovic. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits.